Hey geeks, welcome to episode 90 of It's All Geek to Me Radio. I'm your host, Kate, and on this episode, we are going to do a gigantic New York Comic Con wrap-up for you guys. We get a little nostalgic, if you can call it that, since it just ended yesterday at some points in the podcast. I have to apologize for how soft Em and our guest Les sound. We had some logistical issues, but I hope you guys can hear it, and I hope you enjoy it, and sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Goodness. So I figured we would just start with you guys talking a little bit about Thursday because I wasn't there on Thursday. I don't know if you did anything other than really shop. Did you?
Went to the Game of Thrones panel.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It was good. We got into it like kind of in the middle of it.
Right. I mean, I don't watch Game of Thrones, so I was just basically sitting there going like, "Oh, you're pretty people with accents." that was my reaction.
There wasn't, like, a ton of, like, great stuff about it.
Oh, I mean, it wasn't boring by any means. But, no. Like, it just
Natalie
was, like,
they were entertaining.
Yes. So Love is What's-His-Face. See, this is where I'm failing.
So is What's-His-Face. What's-His-Face is very entertaining.
Her brother on the show.
That's what I'm bringing up right now, because I cannot remember his name. Loras. Finn Jones. There we go.
There we go.
Oh, Finn Jones.
That's right. His name is Finn, and it made me happy.
I mean, I really do like, I like Natalie Dormer and I love the show. I'm sad I wasn't there on Thursday. I missed out on so much.
I mean, it was fun. I mean, Thursday definitely had a few little issues, like the Wi-Fi going down and none of the booth's credit cards machines working. So we waited like an hour.
That happened a couple times over the weekend. I heard from other people that certain booths were losing their Wi-Fi. So, guys, if you're listening and you were not at New York Comic Con, this year the little PR stunt that DC Comics decided to do was they decided to give us free Wi-Fi. And the Wi-Fi that you were supposed to log on to was LexCorp. Which for the Marvel fans, which are all three of us, it just felt very wrong every time we logged on to
LexCorp. Not only that, I think one of the greatest moments ever is on Thursday I was wearing my Harley hoodie. I have a fantastic Harley hoodie with the cowl that Kate made for me because she's super awesome.
Yeah, well.
But I had that on and I wasn't really in costume, but I was definitely Harley-esque. And we're standing in line at Marvel in the never-ending line. Although I have to give Marvel major props. They were coming around the line. They were thanking people for waiting. They were assuring people that what they wanted would be there, that they had enough stuff, they weren't going to run out. If you were in line, you were getting what you came for.
Yeah, they had their line very well controlled.
Good. They did. But there's two women standing near the Marvel booth, and they must have been employees. And they're wearing suits with shield badges, which I thought was cute. And the one woman looks directly at me and goes, "See, this is why I hate DC." And she wasn't really looking at me. It was just where she happened to be facing, but it felt like she was, and she was walking towards me as she said this, by the way. Mm. And then she finishes her sentence with, "They take over the Wi-Fi and now nothing freaking works." At which point I went, "Oh, okay, it's not me."
Not purely directed at you and your Harley costume.
Yeah, no, I had issues. We all had issues with the Wi-Fi all weekend. So like, while it was a lovely thought, the problem was there were so many people trying to connect to it that, yes, you could get connected, but you wouldn't stay connected.
Oh, wait, you mean DC had a great idea but then failed in execution? Imagine that.
Oh, my. Yeah, right?
What I don't understand was why the vendors didn't have a separate Wi-Fi system of their own to
Some of them did.
I don't know, like, especially in a big hall like the main floor, why the Marvel booth, which is very popular, was using the generic Wi-Fi to try to get onto was...
Yeah, that's beyond me. But like Funko had their own. A couple of them had their own. I remember seeing those networks.
Yeah.
Right. They were there. My favorite network that was in the convention center this weekend was Do Not Use This. That legit was the title of
the network. I
think
my favorite was the one in our apartment.
Well, yes. No, that was...
Password was great.
So the three of us stayed in an apartment. We're lucky enough to stay in an apartment for the weekend. It was gorgeous. Three-floor penthouse. The bed was magnificent. Divine. I have never fallen asleep on my own so well before.
Could be you were also in the Zen room. I think that helped.
But the mattress, Kate, that mattress was phenomenal, and you know it.
No, it was. I crawled into bed with her one night.
The password for that was an interesting one. But the Wi-Fi networks in the convention center were hysterical.
Yeah.
People just stopped caring what they were naming things.
So you went to the Game of Thrones panel, you did all the shopping, the Wi-Fi sucked. So that was basically Thursday for you. Then you got to go out and meet some friends of ours who I still didn't get to meet, guys.
I know. We were super lucky in the fact that as we're waiting in line, I think we were waiting in line for Marvel one of the two times we were there, I noticed a tweet from the Nerd Foo guys being like, we're on our way. Here we come, like New York Comic Con. I was like, wait, you're here? And then I became like a crazy little stalker and I was like, we should totally meet up. And we did.
I'm so happy that you did. I'm just so sad that I missed you. So you guys, Nerd Foo guys, if you're listening, we're going to try to come to a con to you in Texas.
We're making
the attempt. We were talking.
I just really want to go to Texas.
There are so many. So hopefully like my schedule will work itself out and it will happen. Might not happen until next year, but it will happen.
I have to say this year at con, we were lucky enough to meet a lot of people that we interact with through the interwebs. We also got to meet the Fantastic Geek. Right, I'm saying that right.
Yeah, Fantastic
Geek. We've got like 15 things here. The Fantastic Geek podcasters, who were also awesome, who we randomly ended up standing behind in line, and I noticed the pins on their bag. I was like, hey, we know them.
We know that symbol.
We ended up meeting them. I also got to meet Paige from Level 7.
Yeah.
And we got to meet Jimmy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Meeting Jimmy was so great.
We've had Jimmy on the show. We've never actually physically met him until this weekend.
Yeah, no. So if you guys have been listening to us for a while back, we had an artist friend of ours, Jimmy, who has done our current logo on Twitter, and we've bought several shirts that he has designed. We had him on the show, and the really cool thing about Jimmy is he does great artwork, and he's actually legally blind. So we were so excited that he was going to be at New York Comic Con because I could not stop hugging him.
I know.
It was just ridiculous. I could not stop hugging him. We're very huggy people. We talked for like 20 minutes.
It was sad that I missed this meeting. That was Sunday, right?
Yeah, in Artist Alley.
Yeah. We went down to our first
I forget
thing.
Where you were.
I was waiting for my
phone. We also got to meet Howard of HLS Photography.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. And I did a wonderful shoot with him on Friday. We did a wonderful shoot with him.
Yes, who we've met before, but never on purpose.
No, yeah. He has shot us. He's been on the floor of a couple of New York Comic Con.
Of PhillyCon. He took photos of me like 2 years ago.
Yeah, both of us, actually. I was Scully, and he remembered shooting me.
Right. And then actually, he was at the Heroes and Villains party that we were at. Back in, what was that, August?
August.
Back in August. And neither one of us realized he was there, and he didn't realize we were there until the photos went up.
And we were like,
Instagramming us like, oh my God, you guys were there too. That was you.
Yeah, it was really funny when we walked up to meet him and he gave us big hugs. He's like, it's nice to officially meet you guys.
On purpose.
Yeah, he's a stunning photographer. Literally in 10 minutes, he got like 7 great shots of me. And I was like, I'm happy as a clam. Thanks.
Kate's in love.
Can't wait to see how they all show up.
Oh, yeah, I know. I'm very, very excited. And I think he and I are going to arrange another photo shoot sometime. Just outside of con and do something somewhere else.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. So that photo shoot we had with Howard, that was on Friday morning.
Yes.
Kind of like right
Kate
when we got
finally
there.
Joined us on Friday. Well, very, very late Thursday night.
Early Friday morning.
Yeah. I joined you at 1:30-ish in the morning on
Let's
Thursday.
Let's be honest.
Night.
You joined Leslie. I was gone. Yes. Guys, my allergy, the
you
reason I sound like, not that I've given up, but as those of you who listen on the regular can probably tell, my voice is not all there. I like to call it the rasp of con. I have seasonal allergies where I just lose my voice for no particular reason. It kicked in Tuesday night.
Perfect timing.
Leslie and I Wednesday went to see this premiere screening of Arrow.
Oh yeah, we did
for I'm blanking.
Part of it was New York Super Week.
Right, but what's the charity?
Was it the Heroes Initiative?
I think so, for Team Arrow.
Team Arrow.
We did a viewing party, and they had these amazingly adorable cookies. We have photos. They had themed drinks. We were drinking Elicities.
Yes.
We were in a future episode, Kate and I will discuss the premiere and all of that stuff. But my voice kicked out Tuesday night and didn't come back. I'm finally sounding almost human, but I've decided to dub it the Rasp of Khan because I like punny things.
Punny things. And you made it track, which I love.
You're welcome.
Friday. So I got in at 1:30 in the morning on Thursday night. And I had been a gigantic ball of stress for 3 days leading up because we found out via Periscope that New York Comic Con was letting everyone in at 8 a.m. on Friday and Saturday morning, every morning, to line up to get wristbanded for the panels. And we wanted to be at the Marvel Agents of Primetime panel on Friday night. Mm-hmm. So I was supposed to come in Friday morning at 6:30 and have gotten some sleep, have time to change, and then go to con. And it turned into, I'll get in at 1:30, we wake up at 6.
And go to get into cosplay.
To get into costume, and then go to Comic-Con. So, but our costumes were super cool on Friday. We know we met a lot of you guys. I know I met so many more people than I will ever remember. And took so many more photos.
You did look epic.
That I will never remember.
I know, I was telling Kate earlier this week, and I was like, all of the photos on my phone are of you and our friend Mike, who cosplays Captain America, who basically is Captain America.
Yeah. I'm sure a lot of you guys probably follow him on social media somewhere. He's Captain Cosplay on Instagram.
Right. He's phenomenal. And the two of them together just looked so gorgeous that, like, every photo on my phone is the two of them.
Yeah, the majority of mine,
The two of us with villains. The two of us with children. The two of us with
people.
I was
like, I've got three photos of me, which is fine. It's cool. I was like, I keep deleting stuff to make space on my phone because I don't have a camera. One of my three main skills is iPhone photography, people.
Add it to the resume.
I'm going on the resume. And so, like, I just have all of these photos, and they're phenomenal. By the way, if you are new to us and listening in because you got a card, awesome, welcome. If you're listening to us because you're like, where the heck are my cosplay photos that you told me would go up? I promise you they will be up probably this week. By the end of the week, they will be up.
We'll make an album on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And you will be able to go in and please tag yourselves. Take the pictures. I know one of the most frustrating things, and I'm sure Kate will agree, is when you are wearing an awesome cosplay and tons of people take your photo and then you can't find them.
I've run into that problem already today. Like, I got home today at 1:30 and sat down to the interwebs. And I know it's only Monday, so it's fine. But I did. I did not find myself once on Tumblr.
Really?
No. Nope.
I found
challenge accepted. Also,
I found our other friend, our Dum Dum.
Our Dum Dum Dugan, which is our good friend Heather, who we had a ball with. Shout out to Dum Dum Dugan because she was amazing. Awesome.
She looked phenomenal and the only Dum Dum Dugan in the place. Speaking
she's
of
the only
cosplay,
yelling commando in the place.
Yeah.
But speaking of cosplay, I just want to take a moment to say that. Legitimately, throughout this con, I saw more Peggy Carters than I did Deadpools.
Can we all take a minute and clap for that?
Yes.
Golf claps. Snaps. Actually, we should do snaps because that's the polite way to do it.
Yeah. No, I ran into so many more. So if you guys don't know, it's up on our Instagram already, and I'm sure there are some up on Facebook, but my costume was based on a fan art by an artist called Alex Schlitz. And you can find, I believe it's a her. I could be wrong. You can find her on Tumblr. It's alexschlitz.tumblr.com. And she did two fan arts of Peggy Carter as Captain America. And I printed them both out. They're both still on my wall in my craft room. And I based my costume on it. I did take some creative license and change some things. But I did not. I expected it to be cool and for people to like it. But I didn't expect the amount of like just the camaraderie that came with it. Like, I think we were in the convention center, 10 minutes before I had a girl dressed as Captain America, female Captain America, blonde female Captain America, point at me from 20 feet away. And I pointed at her and she just came at me and hugged me. Like, that's the most priceless reaction
as
to a costume I've ever had. It was just, I think what how far back were we in line? Like 60 people maybe. And I got the first person who asked me for a photo, and then six feet later, another one, and then 6 feet later, another one. And Eileen and Les were like, yeah, we kind of give me your bag.
At which point M grabbed her bag and went, we're going to go, because like a dozen people had walked in front of us. And I'm like, we're going to go get in line when you're ready.
Come join us.
So Friday was a lot of stop and pose and walk 20 feet and stop and pose. And it was, I'm not complaining at all.
Saturday and Sunday were a fair amount of that too. Sunday especially.
Well, Saturday I abandoned you for most of the day.
Saturday we did a slightly different cosplay.
Which was such a shame, because we finally did like a 3-person group cosplay and we looked phenomenal. If I do say so myself.
Not only did we look phenomenal, but I'm going to put a small plug in here. We had someone stop us at one of the booths and take our picture. And I remember her telling us that she worked for a website and the name of the website, and that she was doing a article on what they were calling the unsung heroes of Comic-Con, which was women who walked around in heels. And we were in heels all day. M was in heels all day. Les and I cheated a little.
Yeah. Our feet rested often.
So anyway, she took our photo, and I completely forgot about – I didn't completely forget about it. I remembered her doing it, but I was like, I don't remember what the website is. Hopefully it will pop up. Today I got an Instagram message from a follower who was like, hey, I don't know if you've seen this. And it was a link to Fashionably Geek, and they had written the article, and we are the top photo on that – on that article, which is so cool. So cool. And we have finally come up with a name for this group. We came up with the group, we didn't come up with the name. But through the course of the weekend, we have decided we're calling
various
ourselves
names that came
Howard's
up,
Angels.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So
it's very cute.
Yeah, we're adorable.
We all dressed up together, and that was the one day we spent the most time apart.
Sadly.
Well, what happened was the lines for the wristbands, which, first of all, I still think is a brilliant idea. And also, I want to give snaps to New York Comic Con for basically continuously improving.
Yeah.
Like, letting people in early, although annoying that I have to wake up that early, was still, like, a brilliant idea. You got in, you got into, like, the little pen, and the nicest part about it was, like, you knew once you were in that pen, like, you're getting in. No big deal. You're going to get to the thing you want to see.
You're getting into the panel.
And then also, like, then when it was time for the panel, like, whenever you moseyed over, you moseyed over. I know for some people there's a big deal about wanting to be, like, right up front. We're not those people.
No.
Like, if I'm in the room and I can see the screen and kind of see the stage, like, we cool. Like,
yeah.
I just like to breathe the air. Need an air. I just like to breathe the air with people. So
yeah, well, because for both the panels that we were in the room for, the S.H.I.E.L.D. panel was the one where we were all together on Friday night. We were kind of far back, but we got to watch the next week's episode ahead of time.
Yes.
Tomorrow night's episode.
Nice episode. Yeah.
Early, and we could see the screen just fine. We could still see Clark and Jeff on the stage just fine. And then when Les and I went to the X-Files panel on Saturday, we got up in the balcony, in the front row of the balcony. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any heads in front of me, which was
more
fabulous
because
I'm short.
Well, so, yeah. When I actually, instead of going to X-Files, which I would have gone to, but I'm not as much an X-File fan as they are, I just started my X-Files watch, people.
Yay.
You can judge me a little bit. It's cool. It's been something I've been meaning to do. I just haven't gotten around to it. But I have to go back and watch season 10 of Supernatural, and then we'll get back to X-Files. But so I was like, oh, cool. Like the X-Files panel, I have no problem going to that. Robbie Amell is in it. We all know my feeling about the Amell boys. Like, I would have been fine. But it happened to be lining up at the same time was the panel for Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
Which I wanted to go to, but there was no way to do it.
And that was my, like, when it came to the two, that was the one that I wanted. And luckily, our friend, not that I wouldn't have done it on my own, but our friend Heather, like, was my buddy for the line sitting, which was the important part.
Well, I guess.
And, we went up to the first row of the balcony. We ended up meeting up with Sully from NerdFu, and he sat with us. He took amazing pictures, by the way, guys. You have to go over to thenerdfu.com and take a look at the photos, because he's got a legit camera. Like, I'm there with my iPhone photography. This man has a legit camera, and they look stunning. But so we got in for Daredevil, Jessica Jones. The whole cast of Daredevil was there. They showed us, like, the, like, review clip from season one or whatever, and then it went into – we saw the preview, which has recently dropped. It's now on the internet. I'll try to find the link and link it for you guys for season 2, which is coming next year. which everyone lost their shite when they showed Elektra and Punisher.
Oh, Elektra.
Elektra and Punisher. And they're in the preview, I swear, for a split second. It was so loud when they showed, like, the hint of Punisher. Like, you didn't even see his face. It was, like, a hint of him. It got so loud in that place, you couldn't hear the line that was said in the trailer. He said something. I don't know what it was because they played it again and nobody could understand it. But you couldn't hear it the first time.
That's awesome.
And then they brought the cast out and they were talking and that was great. And then after that, they brought out the cast of Jessica Jones and David Tennant, who was not there, which I kind of knew, but there had been rumors that he might be there. So it was a little sad. They had a clip of him and he was talking about how you're going to see a clip from Jessica Jones. And then they cut back to Jeff Loeb, who likes to do his thing where he's like, yeah, no, David's far away. He doesn't realize we're not going to show a clip. We don't have a clip for you guys. And then I think it was Kristen Ritter who was like, Jeff, come on, daddy, show us something. Because, you know, he has to have his little back and forth with someone about, like, showing stuff. She was the Clark of this, essentially. And she was the new Clark Gregg for Jessica Jones. And they ended up showing us the entire first episode.
I'm so jealous about.
Which was great. Now, I'm not going to say it's the best thing I've seen, blah, blah, because, of course, it's the first episode, and so, like, you're just kind of, like, giving us snippets of things for us to get into, especially with a Netflix series where you have all of the episodes, so it's not like you're making a pilot to pitch the whole series. Like, there was a few things in there that I was like, what the heck was that, and what's that supposed to mean later?
Right.
But it was highly entertaining and has me super excited to watch the full show, which I believe comes out on November 20th.
Yep. November 20th.
And we, in turn, Les and I in the X-Files panel, got to see the first episode of the miniseries that will air starting on January 24th.
Yes.
And that room was equally as ridiculous when certain characters appeared on the screen. I'm not going to give anything away because they made us swear not to, A, and B, it's so far away that this is like our dirty little secret.
Mm-hmm.
Like 3,000 people were in that room and got to see it, and I kind of hope that we can all just keep it to ourselves because
The fact that they showed it that many months in advance was
And David and Chris were there in the panel. Jillian sent a little video from
and
London.
Mitch Pileggi was there.
So, but and Mitch Pileggi, yes,
yep.
Mitch Pileggi was also there.
He's a Winchester. Well, not a Winchester. Sorry. Whatever the Mama Winchester's last name is, he's her dad. He's a Winchester grandfather.
Had to ask them supernatural questions because of it.
Yeah.
The audience
did they
was
what?
Not very happy
did they really
that.
Tried to ask supernatural questions?
Oh yes,
of course they did.
There was a Deadpool who got up and was asking Mitch supernatural questions and kept getting booed because he's like wasting time in this X-Files panel asking supernatural questions.
Listen, the supernatural fandom is large and in charge.
It was just, I thought it was amusing that he was asking a question that was completely irrelevant and he was dressed as Deadpool.
That's
so funny. Like, you're in the X-Files panel, dude. Listen. Sit down.
Deadpool likes to cause mischief.
Yes,
but I think it was the guy that had he had a head on a stick that had a word bubble out the side.
Yep.
That he had written "I want to believe" on it.
Yep, that was him.
Brilliant.
It was great. It was really great. But no, it was a really good first episode. It was really good. I didn't get my one demand, but I'm hoping, I'm hopeful for episode 2. But it's, man, just seeing them together on the screen again and so good. So good. So Saturday, I think that was the only panel we did, right? Yeah, the only panel we did on Saturday.
I did the Shadowhunters panel on Saturday.
You did the Shadowhunters panel.
I literally got off the line for the Jessica Jones band and went straight into another line for the Shadowhunters panel. They actually did show us like a 10-minute clip. Or 7-something. It was a weird number. They showed us a clip from the first episode. And as you guys all know, I have mixed feelings on Shadowhunters because I love the Mortal Instrument series. I love the books. The movie, we don't talk about the movie. and the show, given what I do, I've gotten to know some details, which they change a lot of things that I don't think need to be changed. But whatever, we got to see footage. Also found out, just crazy random happenstance, because I was in the panel and he was there, that Mick G is producing it. The creator-producer from Supernatural. See, we're everywhere. Supernatural
yes, you are.
Is everywhere. And so they were in every panel this year. But they showed us the first few minutes, and the one, like, at the beginning, a little bit of cheese. It's ABC Family. You have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. But they showed one of the fight scenes. I'm not giving anything away, I swear. If you read the book, if you read the books, the scene is in there. You'll find it straight away. They showed one of the fight scenes. It looked amazing. The special effects for the fight scenes were on point. It was, so like, I'm actually excited now. Not that I wasn't before, because it has many people I love on it, and I'm super supportive, really excited for them, and I want the show to do well, so also I really want the show to be good.
Yeah.
Really want the show to be good, because I really want to watch it. But they did show us footage, and that's not airing till January. So just like X-Files, I was kind of surprised we were getting stuff this far in advance.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I was. They announced that they were going to show that pilot, I think, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I was shocked. Not that it was ready, because it's done filming. Just that
right.
they were but going to drop it on us at New York Comic Con. Like, yeah. Okay. I was not missing that panel.
Nope.
So it was pretty stunning. So it kind of made up for me, this show had I was saying this on our podcast last week, 2 weeks ago, that I felt like the guest list was rather lackluster. And I think they banked on the fact that the Firefly fandom is still growing, that the Firefly fandom is so excitable. And then they went, "Hey ABC Family, how about we try to make it a family-friendly show this year?"
Yeah.
But there's, honestly, I'm sorry, there's no reason for Pretty Little Liars to be at New York Comic Con.
I agree. Then, Shadowhunters and Stitchers, I could understand.
That makes sense. But Pretty Little Liars, sorry, no.
Yeah. I felt like it was kind of like filler, because they didn't have...
Right, because they didn't have anything else. So if they were really banking on the fact that Nathan Fillion, Gina Torres, and Jewel State were... And Alan Tudyk, because he was there for Con Man. If they were really banking on that all being a big thing, it is. I understand that there are still people who are like gigantic Castle fans who are going to go there just for Nathan, because they've never met Nathan Fillion. But Nathan goes to, so does Alan, so does Jewel, so does Gina. Well, Gina doesn't do a ton of cons, but they all go to Wizard World cons around the country.
Yeah.
Right.
So this was not anything sort of exclusive.
No, it was nothing special.
Yeah.
Because I've done all of them. I have all four of them.
You've gotten autographs and pictures with all, you haven't done all of them.
That's what I mean. We're talking in reference to con. Stop turning it into something dirty.
Please, that's what I do. I am the Deadpool of us.
So I was rather let down by that. However, I still had an absolutely phenomenal time this weekend.
Right.
And I think it's because I upped my cosplay game.
Right. Well, not only that, I did not up my cosplay game, but at the same time, like, I feel like this year was a lot more about meeting people, not
shopping.
Celebrities.
Right.
Not celebrities.
Like, talking to other cosplayers. Heather and I were up on the floor at one point. We were kind of stalking the Marvel booth for a little bit, because we were waiting to go do something else, and the Jessica Jones signing was about to start. So we're like, let's see who they bring out, and then we can find out who will be at the panel. We basically were trolling for David Tennant. That's what it was. I fully admit that, guys. It's fine. And we ended up talking to this girl. I don't even think I got her name, but she was dressed as Mrs. Frizzle. She was an on-point Mrs. Frizzle. And, like, we're talking to her for, like, 20 minutes, and, like, she ran to get something, so, like, we're watching her bags. Mm-hmm. Her and I started talking about David Tennant doing a show in Brooklyn, and I'm like, you have our contact information. Let's go. Just get in contact with me.
Yeah, you're right. Like, it really
was. Which is the best thing about cons. Is,
right.
Like, the people I mean, that you meet.
There are those people who are the reason why nerds get a bad rap.
Yeah, we ran into some of them.
Yes.
But, like, there's so many great people, and people in costume, or people just being like, that's a great costume, and people just talking to people about different things. And, like, Heather and I had this spectacular moment up on the floor when she said to me, because we were waiting around for something, and she's like, oh, the only thing I really want to do is there's an actor that I want to get to sign one of my DVDs. And I was like, okay, cool. I don't have anything going on. I'll come with you. It's great. So we're going, and we're looking. It's at this random autograph booth thing. It was one of the vendors, Shadow something, I forget. It's the vendors that sell the autograph photos and the posters, which actually some of them, very reasonably priced. They had a Firefly poster signed by the entire cast and Joss, and it was a lot cheaper than I thought. I don't remember the exact price, but I remember looking at the price and being like, who's missing? What's wrong? Why isn't this a lot more?
Mm.
But so we're looking for this like random booth, and as we're looking, I just happen to go, you know, someone mentioned to me yesterday that Doug Jones is going to be up here, so if we can go find him. And the look she gave me, I thought I said something wrong. Like, her jaw dropped open and she stared at me. And I was like, what, do we not like him? Like, what's wrong? Like, here I'm expecting this terrible story about some mishap that has happened. She goes, no, that's who I'm trying to find. And then we like screamed in each other's face on the floor for like a good minute and then went to find him. And that man, let me tell you, if you guys listen to the show, you know I love that man. If you follow our Instagram, I'm constantly trolling him. That man was Billy Butcherson in Hocus Pocus. He was also the lead gentleman in Hush, the episode of Buffy where there was like no words. Mm-hmm. He also was Abe Sapien in Hellboy.
That's
Hellboy
what I 2, know him from.
And he's on Falling Skies, and he's in Pan's Labyrinth, that weird creature with the eyeballs on the hands. That's Doug Jones. Like, he's been on, he's other creatures from that too, but that's like the main one that's creepy and weird. And that man, let me tell you, is such a sweetheart.
He seems like it.
Like, such a sweetheart, so nice. He went over and talked to everyone that was in line with him for like a couple minutes, took pictures with everyone, molested
awesome pictures.
He, like, at one point, like, before he's like, I just, like, kept kissing my cheek, and he was like, be good. And I was like, I love you.
But what not were we that doing way. At that point, Les?
What?
What were we doing at that
you
point?
You were in X-Files.
Where were we?
X-Files.
Oh, that was during the X-Files panel, yeah.
You were in your panel, and we were just up on the floor moving around, because I was waiting for the Shadowhunter signing, which I actually kind of crashed, not on purpose. I was planning to get in the signing, because, as I said, I know a couple people on the show who I absolutely adore. They're the greatest, and I'm so happy for them, and they're both boys, so, like, the tween girls are going nutso over them, and I think it's brilliant. They're beautiful people, not just in face, but inside. Like, they're wonderful, and I wanted to get in line and, like, just, you know, pop in and be like, hey, and I got this signing wrong. I guess they changed the time. Originally, I thought it was supposed to be 3:30. I headed over there at, like, 2:15, maybe, and the line was wrapping around the little booth that ABC Family had. I was wrapping around. I was like, I cannot get on this line.
No, there's no point at that point.
So I just kind of like screamed at them and said hello and then went on my way. And got a lot of shade from teenage girls.
That's the best kind of shade.
Well, I had someone be really snotty to me because I went to get one of their attentions and be like, what, do you even know him? And then my boy looked up and saw me. He was like, oh my God, it's you. You're here. And I was like, yeah, I do know him. What now? Validation. I don't like to be that person, but it just like upsets me when people are like calling me out on shit and being like, what's wrong with you? You don't know them. And I'm like, but I do.
Well, like,
just because I'm dressed up as a cosplayer doesn't mean.
Yeah. Right. Touche.
No people.
Going back to, like, we were talking about a little earlier, this con was really more about meeting people. So we did see a couple of people that we know and love. So we went over and paid our friends at Conquest Journals a visit, which was great. I always love seeing them and chit-chatting with them. It was just, I love them.
I also finally broke down and bought the Supernatural version of their journal.
She it's said, so I did,
beautiful.
I did get out of her that they're trying to make one that will appeal to, I can't give you the exact specifics because it was said in confidence, but they are trying to make a journal that will appeal to a very, very, very large fan base.
Right. Mm-hmm. But currently they have a Doctor Who journal, they have a Walking Dead journal, they have a Supernatural journal. The Supernatural journal by far is gorgeous. And actually, as I'm speaking right now, it's on my lap right now and I've been like petting at it for some reason.
Because you're strange.
Because also the cover, it's their original journals, the covers were like a canvas.
Yeah.
This one is more of a hard, like traditional binder type cover. And it looks like fake leather, but it is so soft and smooth. I can't stop petting it. I'm a very like touchy-feely person. I like really soft things. I ended up buying a Marvel cardigan this weekend because Leslie bought it. And I was like, oh, that's really cute. But I don't think I would pay that much for like a cardigan. Like I can buy it online. It's fine. And then Leslie tried it on and I felt it. I'm like, this is the softest material ever. I must have this now.
I got very overwhelmed at the We Love Fine booth. I didn't buy anything.
I just
yeah, I think because what we went there on Thursday and it was like Thursday was sold out, obviously, but it was not as crazy on the floor.
I don't know if it was that or if I was just overwhelmed by the sheer number of things that they had there that I was like, I don't know which one to choose.
No, well, I think also, between that and the people.
There
was too much sense because I had to leave like the Rock Love jewelry booth after. I went over there to look too because just the number of people on the floor
on
Saturday was just so overwhelming. Plus, we were in our heels, and
that's another favorite stop of mine. Is so a little tradition of mine that I started when we went to our very first New York Comic Con
2011.
In 2011, was I bought a necklace and a pair of earrings from Rock Love Jewelry, and I have bought at least one thing from her every year since. And this year, I broke down. And bought myself a little happy 30th birthday gift. And I bought one of her Outlander necklaces, which is based on Craig Nadune, which if you guys are fans of Outlander, you know exactly what that is. You've probably seen this necklace. If you have not, go to rocklovejewelry.com or the official Outlander shop because they sell it there too. But I was able to get it for the base price, no tax and no shipping. So I was like,
because you pay cash, right?
Right. And I was like, okay, you twisted my arm. But it's
well
it's
also stunning. They are licensed to do Star Trek jewelry, and what is the other one? They have another one.
She does several, so she's doing Skyrim. She's also doing, she has a Viking line which I really love.
They have
Viking.
The Hobbit.
That was the
Outlander
other one.
She does the licensed Star Trek jewelry. She's got some beautiful work, and I was actually chatting with Allison, the woman who owns the company, and about how she came about landing on the Craig Nadune necklace, which I'm not going to tell you guys the story because we are hoping to have Allison on some time to tell it herself. But it was such a wonderful story that it made me love the necklace even more. And like every piece that I have from her, there's some little story behind it that makes me just love it even more.
All of her stuff is always gorgeous. Mm-hmm.
It's very well made.
I have, a couple of things of hers as well. I bought one of the Outlander necklaces.
I have yet to dip into that. I will.
You need to give in.
Yeah. I know. Well, the thing too is like she hasn't officially licensed jewelry from any fandom that I'm really a part of.
Well, her non-fandom stuff is pretty too.
She has a lot of pretty stuff, and like the generic stuff is also very pretty. Mm-hmm. But I'm weird with when I buy things and stuff, like what I buy, like certain things, like even though like jewelry, like you should be spending a decent amount of money on it. I'll still be like, I feel bad spending that amount on me for something like that for no reason.
Well,
it's easier to twist my arm on like stupid fandom stuff, which is ridiculous.
I was surprised. I shouldn't say I was surprised. I didn't have much chance to shop this weekend. No. Really. I dropped a good ton of money in Artist Alley, which I always do.
I was pretty good in Artist Alley this year. I bought a few things. I bought some stickers and mini prints because I knew if I brought home a full-size print, the boy, not that he would kill me, but like we do have, I have a growing pile of artwork that like I so want to put up, but I don't have anything mm-hmm. framed and I don't have anywhere to put it right now. So I was like, as much as I want things, like, so no, I ended up actually.
I wouldn't say I had that restraint. I didn't see as many things that I wanted this year. There were certain things like Joe Harris is always there, and I absolutely adore his artwork. And I always, like last year, for the first time, he had an X-Files Season 10 print. There's now X-Files Season 11, so I bought the X-Files Season 11 print. Don't know where I'm putting it, if I'm buying it anywhere. But I just wanted to support Joe because I really love his work, and he's always so sweet and so personable when you walk up to his table.
Right. Well, what I ended up doing.
Yeah, it was just worth it. So then I don't remember where. I know I went to a couple of other places. I bought stickers. I bought a whole bunch of stuff. Heather actually bought me probably my favorite print on the planet, which is a Star Trek James Bond mashup.
That was pretty awesome. Brilliant.
Live and Let Prosper. Awesome. I'm sorry. Yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
That one has to go on the wall. I didn't buy stuff
in Artist Alley this year either. Like, we usually always come away with tons, I feel like, of large prints and... Like,
yeah, no,
I really had that this year.
No, we kept it small this year. We got silhouettes. We got
the silhouettes.
We got little. I got stickers. I also bought mini paintings from one of my favorite artists, whose name I am blanking on right now. But a lot of her stuff ends up on Tea Fury, and
Megan Lara.
Yeah, there you go, Megan Lara. I have six or seven of her shirts. Yeah. And the only reason I don't have more is because I don't really wear printed shirts to work anymore. I'm gonna bring that back, folks. That's happening again. But for a little bit, I was like, maybe I should cool it and wear some actual, you know, like, oh, look, I'm going to work clothes. Yeah, that's not sticking. So the only reason I don't have more is because of that. But she does. I bought several amazing mini prints off her. I think they were like 5 for $20. So I ended up with like an X-Files one, an Agent Carter one, a Doctor Who 9 one, because we all know I have immense amounts of love for 9.
I bought the Agent Carter and the X-Files ones too. And we weren't even, it was funny because we weren't standing at the table at the same time.
Nope.
Oh man. Yeah. So artist
Ally. My money was spent on the floor.
Yeah. A lot of money.
Most of it was spent at Marble.
Well, you know what makes me so sad is I bought 2 of the blind box pins because I really wanted the Deadpool. And I did not get the Deadpool, nor did I see anyone but one person with a Deadpool. And so that one person clearly was not going to trade with me.
Maybe that person got the one Deadpool.
I was just like, how is there only one? This isn't Highlander. We need more.
Because that and the Blade, I think people were like...
Yeah. I saw a lot of people looking for Blade.
Found. Yeah.
So if anyone finds a Deadpool...
That's like an eBay thing. That's what I did for the SDCC ones.
I know. I'm a looking. I don't know how much I'm willing to spend. I will give you money. I'm not just going to be like, send me your Deadpool. But I'm just saying, if anyone finds the Scotty Young mini mystery pin Deadpool with the little plunger on his head, I want.
With the plunger.
Yeah, he's got a little plunger. He's little. He's sitting. He's got a huge head, and there's like a plunger attached to it. It's so cute, and we all know my feelings on Deadpool.
Just to take it from our reminiscing and try to take it a little bit of a different direction. If you have a couple, that's okay. What was your favorite memory or moment from this weekend?
Start with Les.
Oh, thank you guys.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're the guest. Guest goes first.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. Well, my favorite panel, and probably one of my favorite moments, was the not an actual panel at Comic-Con, but it was the Paley Dr. Horrible sing-along bog reunion.
Yes,
that they had.
That was on Saturday night.
Yes,
so close Saturday to greatness.
It was. So the Paley Center holds these awesome panels of film and TV, and they'll have actors and, you know, directors and producers and writers come from those shows or movies or whatever and, you know, talk about it with the moderator and then have the audience ask questions. And we heard just a few weeks ago, I guess, that they were doing a Dr. Horrible one and kind of jumped on that as soon as they announced it. Mm-hmm. So basically they had... Neil Patrick Harris, Felicia Day, Nathan Fillion, and Joss Whedon, which I think is what we were all most excited about because it's like we've seen the others at various things before, but none of us had ever actually been in the presence of Joss Whedon.
We breathed Whedon air.
We did, seriously. Meeting Joss Whedon is on my bucket list, and I haven't technically checked that off. But yes, I was in the presence of him and breathed his air, and that was enough for now. And then just beforehand, before they all came out, they, you know, re-showed the whole sing-along blog. And
we all sang along.
Singing along and, you know, quoting the lines and everything. And it was just so fun panel. All the Paley panels I've ever been to have always been so much fun. It's very well done. The questions that people ask are,
especially in New York,
very well formulated. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been to one in LA, and I've been to 3 or 4 in New York. And the New York room is only a 200-seat room. So no matter where you sit, you get a really good view. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great, because you know that the people who got the tickets are the ones who really, really wanted to be there. And everyone has the same mindset. It's great energy. It's so much fun. The one in LA is a bit bigger.
Yeah.
In this state. There's actually 2 spaces in LA. There's a really large one, and then there's a semi-large one that's bigger than the New York Paley. And I was in that one for the Castle one a couple of years back.
Mm. Well, there's 2 spaces for New York too, but one is closed circuit.
Yeah, one is closed circuit, but the ones in LA, they have like 2 different actual, you know, in room spaces.
Right.
So I prefer New York better just because it's a bit more intimate. And they, it's always, I've always had a good night. I've never felt like it was a waste of money for the ticket. Mm-mm. Ticket prices were a little bit higher than I remember them being. I think the most I paid for one in the past was like $32. These were $45. Not, it was totally worth it.
Totally worth it, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I, yeah, that was a really good, fun night. I agree with you on that. So, Em, did you come up with yours?
Oh, that's a very good question.
You guys, I mean, let me go first, and I.
There were so many, I know, and then I got so enraptured in what you were saying that I forgot to think. Story of my life. There were a lot of really great moments. Mm-hmm. The Paley Center thing was amazing, mm-hmm. and to be that close to Joss Whedon, who is one of my heroes.
Mine too.
That's
there
the
may have been some hyperventilating.
I had, as I told the girls, I didn't actually cry. I got very close. As I told the girls when we were leaving, though, like that was as close to feeling a religious experience as I've ever felt in my life. Because I started laughing so hard at one point, I was almost hyperventilating. Like it just was. I'm getting all like, oh, just talking about it now. So that was amazing. I agree with Leslie on that. Also, like I said, like I just loved that we met so many people and we talked to so many people and we got to meet, you know, the Nerd Food Boys, who we absolutely love. We got to meet the Fantastic Geek guys, who were great, and Level 7, who's amazing. And we met so many fantastic cosplayers just standing with Kate and our friend Mike, who's yes. an amazing Captain Cosplay. Like we said, amazing. The man is Steve Rogers.
I'm almost convinced that he really is just Steve Rogers incarnate.
That's what it is. It's just, we need to accept this and move on. but like through him, we were talking to so many other people and just mm-hmm. hearing these amazing stories about how they constructed their cosplay and like things they've got to do because of cosplay. So this year it was more of a community thing.
Yeah.
Because every year has its little like thing that you're like, oh, this was the first year I met. The first year we met, I met Oscar the Grouch. Like that was, oh, that was a coup for me.
And the giant nerd.
It was what?
The giant nerds.
Yes. Oh, yes.
There were, like, giant fluffy nerds on the ground. That, yes, I remember we were very gaga nerds. Over
like,
that.
That's what we took away from that year. And there was, you know, that is apparently what we took away from that year. Then other years it was because of a certain panel, like the Firefly 10-year reunion panel.
Or the Carrie Always panel last year, or the
Carrie Always and Stephen Amell. The Carrie Always, Stephen Amell, John Barrowman. Was,
I think last year was like the panel year. We went to more yeah. than we did this year.
We went to several panels. I think we only did four this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Les and I did four. Or I did five. I don't know. Anyway, so like it has been in the past like a certain panel or like a certain person. And this year, while, you know, there were amazing panels, the Woman of Marvel panel was phenomenal. And every question that got asked there was on point. Like they were all brilliant questions. Mm-hmm. There was no like, can I
props to every single person who asked the question because it was fabulous.
That was a great panel to be in. Just to see how much like content they have coming out.
Yeah.
5 years ago we did not have a single female led book. And now we have what, 12?
There's
12. There's gonna be 17, right?
There's going to be 17.
So yeah, so like even though that panel was amazing, I think for me, this year it was more about the community aspect and the fans. And like I said, the fans were asking brilliant questions at panels. I don't think, except for maybe one, there was a question of, if you listen to us, you know our pet peeve is when people ramble on and just start talking about themselves. And then when they ask the stupid questions, and by stupid questions, I mean like, will you sign this for me? Can I get a selfie? Like, guys, that's not the time. Do that at a signing.
That happened at the Paley panel, and everyone in the room groaned.
Right. So I said, aside from like the one time, every other panel I was in, people were asking like legitimate questions, and it just made me so happy. And the one panel, when I went to the Shadowhunters panel, I was impressed because in the Empire Room and the main stage, they have a DJ who plays music and like just pumps up the crowd in between panels. And before the Shadowhunter panels, like right before they came out, the DJ, who was not the moderator, was announcing, he was like, okay, guys, one question per person because we want to get as many people as possible. No asking for selfies, no asking for hugs, no asking for autographs. You were asking your question, and then you were getting your answer. And I was just so impressed by that because I was like, yes, lay down the law. Then, of course, McG ruined it, and two girls ended up going on stage because he came down and grabbed them for whatever reason. But that aside, that's his fault, and I kind of love him for it. But that aside, Like, again, it was, I was just so proud of, for the most part, with a few exceptions, the just fandom community in general.
Mm-hmm. It was really quite moving. I was on the train on my way home today, and I was getting a little overly emotional. And I usually get that way when I leave con anyway, just because I'm leaving my, you know, my two best girls. We've just had a great
post-con
weekend together.
Depression is real.
It is, yep.
Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to be, you know, when we're all going to be together again. So it's right. A little sad. But I think I'm just over, I was very overwhelmed with how the community was, how inclusive and the friendliness and the amount of love and camaraderie that was just in the building all weekend. It was really, mm-hmm. really fantastic. But I have like a couple memories. They can't be memories yet. Let's call them moments still. a couple moments that really stand out for me. One of them happened on Sunday, and we said, we were walking around with our friend who is this fitting image of Captain America, and it was fun because we were watching Mikey get pictures with all these little boys and people who were
stars.
Looking
Adorable.
At him who like
stars
he was
in their
really
eyes
Captain America. Yeah. And we're standing off to the side at one point, and I'm chatting with a woman that Mikey had just introduced me to. And Mike's standing right next to me. And I hear M behind me call my name, and I turn around, and there's this little girl behind me waiting to get a picture with me. Not with like me and Captain America or Captain America, but with me. And that was kind of a moment where I was like, see, women are superheroes too. Like this is why Agent Carter and Mockingbird and Agent May, this is why all these characters are important. These little girls are seeing that, and like you're their hero. So that was a really, really cool moment. Seeing the X-Files pilot was pretty dang awesome as well. Not gonna lie. But it was just a great meeting people all weekend, meeting people that I have known only by their Instagram handle, and mm-hmm. being able to see them in their costume and say, oh, hey, you're so-and-so. I follow you on Instagram. And they go, wait, who are you? And I would tell them my name, and they'd be like, yeah. The just that whole aspect of it was, that did it for me. I was good. I could have not gone to a panel and not bought a thing. I would have been thrilled to just walk out of there. But I was very happy with the way that they were letting people in line at 8 a.m. for the wristbands. Yep. However, that is now forcing everyone to make that decision on, for the most part. Sometimes the panels didn't cap for like an hour or so after they started giving out wristbands. But if you,
right.
You're going to have to make the decision. Like, we had to make the decision over X-Files versus Daredevil. Sucks.
Yep.
Especially because they handed us our wristbands at like 9:30 and we're not letting us out of line.
Right. Well, what happened with the Daredevil is they had capped the line, but then started a second line later on. So actually the boys of Nerd Foo had gone to, I forget which other panel, but they had gotten their wristband for that. And then as they were walking back around, found out that the second line for Daredevil opened, and that's how they ended up getting in.
That's how they did that. Okay. I didn't realize they had that.
I wondered.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the one other moment I can say happened actually today. Because I got tagged in this on Facebook, the costume that I wore, which was Peggy as Captain America, they had a little like photo shoot at the Marvel booth on Friday. And mm-hmm. me and Heather are both featured in the gallery on Marvel.com.
Woo!
So that was kind of, I'm like, achievement unlocked. So that was really kind of awesome. And I really have to say, I'm just so incredibly proud of everyone I interacted with in the cosplay community this weekend. Everyone was kind. Everyone wanted to talk about construction or some aspect of the costume or just, you know, your love of the mutual fandom that you were cosplaying from. It was absolutely wonderful, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. So it was just wonderful. I'm so happy to be in this community. I'm so proud of my girls for joining in on it with me and for both doing a cosplay that I did not help them with at all. I'm so proud of both of you.
We can do things.
I know. I'm also unbelievably thrilled that Howard's Angels went over as well as it did.
I am too.
The number of people who stopped us in that costume before we met up with Mike as Captain America, and then even more so afterwards, was really awesome. Really awesome. So we look forward to using that again in the future.
I have to say, we will definitely do that again in the future.
There was a lack of Iron Mans.
There was.
And I was a little disappointed.
We were looking for every single Iron Man in the place because we were Howard's Angels. So let's get picked. And Tony Howard, is on the front of that jacket that we were
never
wearing.
Never saw one Howard while we were in that.
Yeah. No. You saw one Howard on Thursday. That's actually a guy I follow on Instagram.
Yeah. There was a very different collection of cosplay this year, I feel like, than there.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Like you said, lots of Agent Carters, lots of, I mean, obviously by virtue of the fact that Pepsi was doing the whole thing, lots of Marty McFlys.
I have never seen that many. I usually see like one or two, but they had like taken over. There was actually a bunch of Rick and Morty's, more so Rick's than Morty's, but that made me happy because if you guys aren't watching that show, I know Kate and Leslie probably aren't. No. It is hysterical. Season one, I think, is up on Hulu, Netflix, something. Season two just ended. It's Dan Harmon, so it's the same guy who did Community.
And what else? There was a lot of Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
There was. There was a lot of Squirrel Girls. I saw at least four Squirrel Girls, which doesn't sound like a lot, but for that character, who I have never seen at a con before...
She became more popular in the last
year. She did.
Like, I've seen a good outcropping of it on if you go on Tumblr and you search the cosplay tag, now that it's back.
Right.
Or if you're on Instagram and looking at cosplayers from a specific con, you'll see usually at least one.
Right.
Some of them are really stunning.
What I'm saying is, like, I hadn't... Like, I know now that she got a book, it's been more, like, prominent. But I saw at least four... Mm-hmm. Possibly five, and at least three of those were like stunningly done.
Yeah.
Like I'm looking at the tails with tail envy.
Tail envy.
That's right. I had tail envy. I was looking at it being like, that is so, how did she, I want, oh.
There was a really large amount of Disney cosplay too.
There was a lot of
which is becoming more and more popular. And I, the ones I really love are like the Disney Marvel mashups or something like that. So those were a lot of fun. There was a good chunk of gender bending going on as well. We ran into, was he Patrick or Peter Carter and Manji? Yeah.
Manji was my favorite.
Manji was fabulous.
There was a surprising lack of Mad Max cosplay.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot more of that.
I was really, really shocked by that. But
what was your favorite cosplay that you guys saw?
My favorite.
Yeah.
I'm flipping through the phone. Now we're going through the photos.
I'm like, I know what mine is.
Let's pull up the photos.
Clearly, if I loved it enough, I would have taken a photo of it. So let's find out what my favorite was.
Let me think. Because there were so many really, really good ones.
Ooh. My favorite was the Hulkbuster.
Oh, Hulkbuster was stunning. He won the Eastern Championships of Cosplay, if anybody was wondering.
And the Raptor.
The Raptor.
I still never saw the Raptor.
Me either.
I'll send you video. I took a video of the Raptor. Really awesome Fraggles, by the way, when I was waiting for Doug Jones. There was a Boober Fraggle. I have never seen a Boober before. I've seen Red. I've seen Moki. Never seen a Boober.
Listen, I'm a Muppet fan. That's my choice to pick a favorite cosplay that I saw because...
There was that girl in the phenomenal comic book dress.
That was gorgeous.
I didn't actually see. Yeah, I saw her in passing. She was pretty awesome.
She had a Harley Quinn top, like corset. Mm-hmm. And then she had this black ball gown skirt, but there was a drape over it. And the drape was all different comics. Like, not just Harley Quinn, not just DC. There was Marvel. There was all these comics, like I'm not saying it was paper mache. I don't know how she actually did it, but like... They were actual comics that were on there. And then she had this big blonde wig. But in the wig, she had, like, all sorts of little fandom pins. Not, like, hair pins. Like, pins you stick on your denim jacket in the 80s. Like, yeah, that's the reference I use. She looked phenomenal. And she had, like, an Iron Man, like, necklace. Which, like, her necklace was, like, the arc reactor. And she had Wonder Woman cufflets on. I mean, it was just a stunning cosplay.
That's awesome. I mean, there were a ton. I really, really dug Tom's Jedi outfits as well. We saw him 2 days in a row. He does some amazing gorgeous leather work. Jedis.
Yeah.
Right.
He's just such an amazing artist. And I think I appreciate all cosplay of all levels, and everyone who tries and wants to be a character, you go and you do it, and that's how you build the skills. That's how you start. You do it, and then you go, I can do this better, and you try to do it better. So I appreciate all levels of that, but I think I'm more drawn to ones that I'm interested in their construction. So there's a moment this weekend when it was me and Les and Mike were down by there were Superman and Batman costumes on display. And we were literally behind the Wonder Woman case looking at the construction and how they seamed the corset and how they put it together and like talking shop. And there's Les just standing there having to listen to us. And I was like,
I loved listening to that. I may not have understood everything you guys were talking about, but listening to like the level of enthusiasm and detail that you can pick up from that. And like the two of you guys going back and forth with that was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you guys don't force me. Kate's always apologizing for doing stuff like that. And I'm like, no, just because I don't fully get it doesn't mean I'm not interested in it, and doesn't mean I want to be able to get it.
Right.
I was like, I'll get some osmosis, I'm sure of it.
I felt like I did that quite a few times where I would turn around to them and we would keep walking with the group that we were with and chatting with, and I'd be like, I'm so sorry, I know we're just talking shop. And they were like, listen, this is really cool, shut up.
I was like, shut up, keep talking so I can learn something.
Yeah, it's
my spirit gum skills. she hands it. This was super funny though. Our friend Kate constructed the mustache for our friend Heather for her Dum Dum Dugan. And at one point, Heather needed to, like, reapply the spirit gum on Sunday. And so, like, Kate hands me the bottle. And she's like, so what you do
Heather
is...
Heather
handed
me the bottle.
Yeah. But Kate's like, so what you do? And I was like, no, I actually... This I know. I know how to do this.
No, it was worse than that. I was like, you don't know how to apply spirit gum. And the look that I got... I went,
because
okay.
Because you just assumed.
I just stood there supervised. And then she did it, and I went... Okay, yeah, you do know how to do that. Good job.
Listen, lady, I spent high school on the makeup department. I know how to do some things.
I know.
I drew my own 5 o'clock shadow for Peter Pan, folks. I figured out how to give myself 5 o'clock shadow to be a pirate in Peter Pan. I'm just saying. Well, I can be very resourceful.
Of course you did.
That is not
It
a
didn't
bad
look
thing.
Awful, too. I was quite proud of myself.
So I still, okay, I think I'm going to say that my favorite cosplay was the Peter Capaldi 12th Doctor that we ran into, like, the minute we walked in.
He was phenomenal.
He was stunning and perfect, and he was unbelievably excited that we knew who he was and were excited about his costume.
He was so happy.
He was so happy, and he just was the nicest guy. So I think I'm going to have to say that one. The Hulkbuster was really cool. I saw a lot of really cool ones. So it's hard for me to say one definitively.
Right.
Like I'm saying, construction is usually when I go, oh, that was my favorite. And the way his coat was done, the way he looked, beautiful. Even the way he had done his hair and everything, he was perfect. And I loved it. So, but, you know, there was also, like, the pinup girl Iron Man that we ran into that Liz and I got a photo with. And
she was pretty cool.
She was
really
awesome.
There was the bombshell Black Canary.
There were several, like, people who were in armored suits, Batman suits, Iron Man suits that were just – I always appreciate the construction that goes into those because I've built a suit of armor. So
– And let us not forget the Missy.
Oh, she was so good. Okay. I was so excited about that. Sorry. I just geeked out. So yeah, I don't know. The cosplay game was strong this year, you guys. It just was so strong. And I am so happy to be part of this community of people. The community in general, the geek community, is for the most part a great place to be. The cosplay community, 96.7% of the time, is a fantastic place to be. So it was just wonderful. And, like, I know we didn't do a lot of panels this year, and we didn't do a ton of autographs or photo ops. We did get the cutest photo op with Jewel State.
Oh, that was
adorable. Oh, man, was it so cute.
Who, by the way, looks phenomenal for being that pregnant.
Yeah, yes. She does.
Like,
And is in such a sweet
mood.
At
that hour of the day, at the end of a con, would not be looking that good.
Not only not looking that good, but being that pleasant. She was so sweet.
and looked amazing.
We walked in to get our photo op. I'll tell you this little story because it was fun. So Les and Eileen were dressed as characters from Firefly. And then there was me, Captain Peggy. And I was like, well,
as you do.
It'll be fun. And we're standing in the line, and I turned back to them, and I went, how about if I give her the shield? They went, okay. So I literally walked up to her with the shield straps toward her, and I was like, do you want to hold the shield? And she was like, yeah. Took the shield from me. The two girls got next to her on either side, and I was on the side of M. And in the photo, she's got that look on her face like, I'm a badass.
It's the cutest
photo. It's the best picture.
It may be one of my favorite photo ops.
I know. It came out so cute. And she's the only one the three of us had not gotten a photo with from the Firefly people who were there. So.
Well, that's not true. I still don't know. But I'm not as big on photo ops.
Yeah.
Like, there are select people that I'm like, I need to have a picture with them because it's usually pretty men. I'm not going
to
lie.
But it's also a tradition of ours to do at least two of us in a photo op together.
Right.
So I just was like, hey, let's all three do Jewel. And we did, and it was really fun. It was fun to have that picture, and at least we have one professional photo that's like the memory of the con. I didn't pay for any autographs, that is. I got some comic book author autographs. We bought Margaret Stoll's book, and she signed that. I think, and I hate to keep going back to moments, but the other one moment that I'm going to say is definitely a highlight was getting to meet and get a photo with Ann Foley, who is the costume designer for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. She's just, I look up to her so much, and she was so nice.
She was
so
a little starstruck.
And it was cute. A little, but I tried not to geek out too hard with her, but they had shown us like close-up pictures of Quake's outfit, and I was telling her, we're thinking of doing the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and getting to see those photos is great. And she's like, well, when you do, you have to tweet it at me. She was just so nice. So, Anne, thanks. I know you're not listening, but thank you for being so sweet.
I know you're not listening yet.
So it was a wonderful con.
When you go back and listen to us in archives.
So it was a really wonderful con. We all unanimously were like, we didn't do a ton, but we feel like we did. We met so many people.
We did a lot, but at the same time, at the end of every night, I was like, wait, the day's over?
Yeah.
What did I do?
These weekends go by so fast. So since we did a really good memory, guys, tell me one thing you think they could improve on for next year.
Better guests.
Well, that's a given, yeah.
I hate to say it that way, and not like better, not that the people who were there weren't great. I just would like to see a few more...
higher end?
Not even higher end. I just feel like there wasn't anyone like...
The distinct lack of a Marvel presence at all was kind of a put-off.
Yeah, I would have liked... Like, we had the panel with all of Daredevil and all of Jessica Jones. Those people film in New York. They're there. I think it would have been cool to have at least, you know, a couple of them.
Yeah.
There at even, the con for
even
autographs,
like Jamie
photos,
Alexander was only there for the Blind Spot panel, but Blind Spot films in New York as well. Why?
Right. So I feel like we could have gotten a couple, or even like had, you know, like Jamie Alexander do a panel. I feel like there wasn't a lot of people panels this year.
No, there weren't. It was mainly shows.
Like there was a couple people. Like I know Orlando Jones had a spotlight panel, but I can't think of anyone. Oh, Felicia Day. But, like, for the most part, most of the panels were for shows or, like, comics, which, good on you. We should have tons of panels on comics. I was kind of upset I missed the Marvel Cup of Joe panel. Because I went last year, and that's always fun. But, because it was to listen to the creators, and I'm 99% sure Dan Slott was on that panel. And anytime I can listen to that man, I'm ecstatic because he's hysterical.
Dan Slott's the best.
Dan is the man. But I would have liked to see a few more, like, spotlight panels.
Yeah.
That would have been good. I think, we didn't really mention it now. We were discussing it while we were waiting in line for panels, that, like, the line and wristband situation is much smoother than it has been, and we like the idea in general.
Right.
But I think several people mentioned it, not just us, while we were in line waiting, that it would be nice if they could stagger them for the panels throughout the day. So the panels that start off, you know, early, then fine, have people line up for the wristbands early, but don't have everyone line up for, you know, all the panels throughout the day, including panels that are at 6 o'clock at night, at 8 a.m. in the morning. And that also gives people
a little bit more of an opportunity
to see more than one,
to multiple ones if they want to.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I just wonder if maybe logistically it's hard for them to figure out how to do that, because you're still going to have the people who are going to show up at 8 a.m. to get in line for something that wouldn't start until 3. You know, like they wouldn't start handing out wristbands until 3, and they'd be like standing there anyway.
Right. So it might be. There's got to be some way.
I agree. There has to be some way to do it.
Well, I was saying, one of my thoughts was, and then this might have been a discussion with the Nerd Food Boys. I don't remember who I was having this discussion with, and they were like, "Yeah, but you would crash the server." I was like, "It'd be kind of cool if you could register for things like online beforehand."
That would be nice.
Like, if you were able to, like, if there was a panel you wanted to see, like, that morning, like,
so kind of the way they do it with Nerd Headquarters out in San Diego, where you can
sort
buy
of
the
like register
early.
To be put in a queue and like be given a number,
mm-hmm.
and then like get like your number, show up. When you show up, you show them like your number, like have like a booth. You go to the booth and then they wristband you.
Yeah.
There, but like someone was saying, like that would crash the server. I was like, it might, but if you get smart enough to like figure out how to do it without crashing.
I do think the one interesting thing that they input this year, which I guess was Progressive's way of marketing, they had these people running around with a unicorn head and a Progressive apron on, who would wait in line for you for 20 minutes, so you could like pee or eat or whatever you needed to do.
Which was an awesome promotion, except those unicorn masks were terrifying.
They were very creepy.
Like, why can't they just have, like, a headband with a little, like, corn?
Yeah, and they would, like, dance while they were standing in line waiting for you. And I'm like,
and they would high-five you.
But I did see several of them, and I thought it was a really interesting idea, because that's one of the problems if you're alone and your friends have gone off, or if you came to con alone, is waiting in line and having to pee or having to run to do something, and you can't leave line. Because you're in line for a panel or whatever. So it was a really interesting idea.
Speaking of the awesome, going back to the awesomeness of people who were there, there was a situation with the Gina Torres autograph.
Oh boy.
So what happened was she was an hour or a half hour late or something.
Yeah.
And Leslie and I had gotten in line for her autograph, and then right next to that line was the Nathan Fillion line, which he was there, so it happened to be moving. And I'm like, I don't want to lose my place in line here to go do this. And so Leslie was kind enough to be like, no, just go ahead, go on the end of the Nathan line. Because it was actually, the Nathan line at that point was fairly short. It was like on par with the Gina Torres line at this point. It was fairly short. And so I was able to like pop over from there, because of course, you know, Leslie's great. And she's like, no, leave your bag here. I'll save your spot. Go do your Nathan thing and then come back. And so I'd gotten on the next line. And while I was in the Nathan line, they announced that they were giving out tickets for Gina because she was late, and you could just come back and you would get to, like, just basically like a fast pass type deal.
Yeah.
And so Leslie was like, oh, come back over here. And like the person I was talking to in the Nathan line was like, yeah, go over there. And then you can come right back here. So people were allowing me to like bounce back and forth, which I had to do several times.
Which was very nice of them.
Which was very extremely nice of them. They didn't have to do that, so that was. I just wanted to point out, people this year were extremely nice.
Yes,
and also the fast pass ticket thing was the greatest idea ever. Gave everyone. The only thing was, there was one girl complaining. I couldn't.
Because
handle
you
it.
Can't make everyone happy.
So what happened was, they gave everyone a blue ticket, and the blue tickets on the back are numbered because they needed to know how many they were giving out. I assumed that. Apparently other people did not. So when you showed up later at like 3 o'clock, when they announced she'd be back at like 3 o'clock, I showed up at like 3:30 maybe, and I got on this line, and they had divided the Gina line into two lines. So like the people with the blue ticket were on one side of the queue and everybody else was on the other. So the people with the ticket, they were pushing through and you got to go first. And then they were going to start on the like line of people who had just shown up. Which, again, that was a brilliant idea.
I agree.
But the one girl apparently had ticket number 14, and she thought that meant she would be the 14th person and she could just show up whenever she wanted.
Oh, people.
So she spent the entire time we were waiting complaining and being like, well, they should just give us the autograph for free. And it took all of my willpower, because at this point, folks, I think I was that the day I was in heels?
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday. That was the day we were.
Saturday? Yeah. I'm standing there in a pair of heels. Just, like, it took all of my effort not to turn around and be like, if you're really that peeved, get out of line.
Yeah.
You don't need this autograph. Go away.
Obviously, they didn't listen to our prep episode where we were like, don't complain about it. Go do it.
Just deal
with it. So I agree with both of those. I love that every year New York Comic Con listens to those surveys, which the survey for the con went out today in your email. So if you were at the con, check your email, give them very honest answers because they obviously take it to heart. They improve on something every year, and we are very impressed with them. This year, we actually got a legit lanyard as well, and not like a black string thing. I didn't wind
not
up using
nice
the lanyard.
Not as nice as it has been in the past, but, you know, not everyone has NBC money.
Right. I didn't wind up using the lanyard because I just stuck the thing in my pocket.
Oh.
But.
As you do.
Yeah, as you do when you have a ammo
costume.
Belt. And giant cargo pockets. So I didn't wind up using mine, but they did give us a legit lanyard that had some printing on it, and it was nice, and they changed that, so that was really cool.
Their photo thing changed a lot since they first started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They now have instant printing, which they got last year, I believe, and it's just...
So great.
It's so nice. You walk in, you have your photo taken. By the time you get through, usually by the time you walk out to, like, the table through
it's
the stanchions or whatever, once you leave, it's there and they just hand it to you.
Well, the part of it that we hadn't gone through before was picking up extra prints. And we were a little wigged because we only were handed one print. We were like, wait, we're supposed to have three. And the girls were like, yeah, go and get your thing scanned and go around the back. So while we're getting it scanned, we're like, we're supposed to pick up two more prints. And the girl was like, oh, yeah, right over here in a line. And in 2 minutes, we had our two more prints and we were on our way.
Not even. When we got over there, we were waiting to go ask them, and then we looked, and we're like, oh, they're sitting right there.
Yeah. It was really super quick. Very smart on their part to do that, for sure.
Huge improvement from the tables of pictures that
you had
to
look through.
Although, I will say, I do miss the tables. I don't miss having to pick up my pictures at the table, but I do miss being able to see everyone's weird, crazy poses.
Well, that and then talking to everyone about them while you're standing there.
Right. Like,
but
that
was always a cluster.
You know what?
Like a lot
I'm
of elbows
okay.
and pushing and
yeah. I miss that, but I'm okay with missing that.
Yeah, I'm okay with missing that too. For real. But I mean overall it was really great. Getting in the chutes to get the bands, getting in the chutes to go in the hall is great.
Super
I think they should
easy.
Keep that up, but I do think it could be done just a little bit more efficiently.
Mm. Well, the other thing too is it went really efficiently on Friday. Like Friday morning, we were like in and out.
Yeah.
On Saturday, they were giving people wristbands, but then not letting them go.
That
and
was
then
kind of annoying.
We waited around. Our panel was at six, five, six, something like that.
Five. Yeah.
And in the Marvel Jessica Jones Daredevil line, we didn't even start getting wristbanded till after 10. Which,
that's
again,
odd.
Not such the big deal. And I always find it funny when people, like, in the pen are getting crazy about getting their wristbands. Because I'm like, you're in the pen.
You're going
that's
into
what we were
panel.
Saying. When we
like,
were moving
you can't get into
along
another
for the
panel,
X-Files,
like,
there were people who were shoving and getting mad and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yo, we're all going to get one. Relax.
Right.
And they had two
that's
people
why,
going down either side. And then they had a guy going down the middle of the chute,
oh,
too.
Oh, that's brilliant.
But then we were getting ready to get out, and everyone was crowding on the right side and not moving. And we were like, what is going on? And we were about halfway around that crowd. We realized those people were just going to sit in that line until 1:15. Which, yeah. That's not us, you guys. We knew we had a band. We knew we were getting in the room. We're gone. We're going to go do something else. I'm not sitting on the concrete floor until 1 o'clock, just so I have a front row seat.
Legit went from the line into a line for a panel. And honestly, the Empire... I have mixed feelings about what they did with Empire this year because I like that they made the room bigger so you could get more people in. However, originally, last year and a few years before, they had stanchions going like in a zigzag pattern outside of the curtain for the room. So even if you didn't get into the panel, you could still hear it, which was nice. This year, we were kind of just like thrown into the food court.
Which was really not efficient at all.
No. I mean, it got progressively, I will say,
it did get better.
Les and I were in line in the food court on Thursday, and it was horrible. But by Saturday, when I was in line for Shadowhunters, they had it more efficient in where you were going and what you needed to do, and it was less like curved to the side. Like it was much improved even by Saturday. And I actually ended up, like, I felt I was kind of far back, but I did, because they were making the line, like, four people deep, which is always frightening because then the line looks super short, but it's not. it always frightens me. But I actually ended up getting in and getting a pretty decent seat. I was pretty close to the front. I was maybe, like, three rows back from the, like, reserved seats.
I mean, I guess I actually was ushered in there at one point into the Empire, because not into the room where the panel was going on, but I was standing in a line for a bathroom, and the woman who was taking care of that bathroom outside and the one on the inside, to me and the girl at the end, she goes, "Follow me, I'll get you into a shorter line."
Yep. So
we followed her into the bathroom that was inside the Empire and got in line. And then that girl and I were chit-chatting a little bit, of course. And when I was standing in the line for the bathroom, I could hear what was going on in the panel room.
Right.
But standing in line on the online for the bathroom outside of it, you couldn't hear it, mm-hmm. which was a little odd. But I understand they wanted to probably give more people the chance to sit in there.
Which I appreciate. Okay.
But maybe I don't know how they're going to change that line-wise.
They just have to figure out what to do with that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because now there's no room to put that line. So I think they need to figure out where they're putting that line. But I like that they made the room bigger so you can get more people in there.
Maybe they need to cut down on the aisle size and push the chairs in more. And then, I don't know. Maybe there's got to be a way they can do that just a little bit better.
Because there was still kind of a lot of room in the back that they didn't have seats. They still just had, like, little standing pen type of things.
Right.
You know?
That's the other thing I think they should start instituting, which I know why they don't want to. But if you have a certain amount of seats in the room and you want everyone to sit down, but then at least allow some people to stand on the back wall if they want to.
Right.
Because there are certain panels that, like, if I could have gotten into and stood in the back, I would have. I would have stood in the back. Not in the big theater necessarily, the one where you have to get wristbanded. I wouldn't necessarily do it there. But in the Empire stages or in, like, the Women of Marvel panel that we went to.
Right.
Which was a full room this year.
They do that at Philly.
In Philly, yeah, they'll let people stand in the back.
Yeah. But that's Wizard World, so that's just their policy. But I think they really should start instituting that, because that would give, 25 maybe, especially for the Women of Marvel panel, at least 25 more people the chance to get in that room. So, I don't know. I don't know if that's doable or not. But all in all, well done, New York Comic Con. We had a great time.
It was a blast. Not that I expected it not to be.
But. No, I'm very sad it's over, but I honestly think that it was, cosplay-wise, it was one of the best cons I've ever done.
Right. Yeah, oh, definitely.
Which was, it was so much fun. And I remember last year when we did 3 days worth of cosplay, we were like, never doing this again.
And here we were. To be fair, last year we did 3 days of intensive cosplay.
Yeah, where it was like makeup and hair involved and walking out of eyebrows.
Yes.
So this year it was different. And it was just great. We had a ball in costume each day. And yeah, it was so fabulous. So thanks, New York Comic Con. We will see you next year, October 6th through 9th.
Mm-hmm. Start planning now, folks, because post-con depression is real.
Start planning now. Yeah, you gotta have a goal. Have figured out a couple of costumes for next year, or at least one of us has.
Mm-hmm.
I need to start thinking about.
Yeah, we will definitely be there next year.
Yes.
So yay. Les, thanks so much for coming on and chatting with us. It's always fun to have you.
Thanks for joining us.
Having me.
Yeah.
And expanding our con weekend.
Yeah. It was so much fun. So you guys, we are going to get up that photo gallery on Facebook. We'll make an album on Facebook at some point this week. I'm sure Em and I probably have most of the same photos, but if we don't, they'll all get dumped there.
Oh, we will be sharing, and there will be tons of photos. Don't worry, folks. If we took a picture of you, it will be go up there. And here's the thing. I just want you to know, before you think I'm crazy, because not all the photos are the best, but I have the tendency to take multiple photos of the same thing just because I want to get a good shot. So there may be, like, four photos of you in cosplay, and you may think you look terrible in one. Just don't tag that one. It's fine. but I put all four up so you can decide when you look best.
There you go. You can also feel free to email us at any time at itsallgeektomeradio@gmail.com. Please follow us on Twitter, allgeek2, the number 2, me radio. We tweet out all sorts of different things. We've been tweeting from the con this weekend. We do tend to tweet from cons when we're there or at any kind of geeky event that we're at. So do pay attention to that. We also have a blog at itsallgeektomeradio.com where we will post probably a link to at least the Facebook album, if not some more things involved from New York Comic Con. I'm sure we have.
I'm cooking up something good.
Yeah. Oh, of course you are. You always are.
I'm cooking up something good. There'll be stuff up there. Don't you worry. I'll take care of you.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, go and like our Facebook page, and you can find all the photos of you. So and until Instagram. Next week, I'm Kate.
I'm Em.
And have a great week in Geek.